The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Well, hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 11th of April. It's our pre-Easter show. And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host for today is the famous Joe Dodds.
Hello, good to be back again.
How are you?
Yes, I'm good, and you?
Yeah, I'm okay, apart from being
chilly. I'm a bit
chilly.
Cold, freezing cold, wearing my coat, and gripping my cup of tea to warm my hands up.
Her second cup of tea.
My third cup of tea, probably, by now.
Your third cup of tea,
it's only for warming hands purposes.
Okay, absolutely. She forgot her vest again, listener.
I know.
I did warn her last time to wear a vest, but she didn't. Anyway, we've got some very colourful ladies in the studio today, which is very nice because it must be summery out there. Anyway, we've got some lovely guests for you and loads of things happening in the show, and we've got a little bit of a secret to share with you very soon. But I just want to start off by saying a massive thank you to today's show sponsors. And today's show sponsors are Channel FM, that's a facilities management company. And no relationship to Channel Radio. It's just a coincidence that they have a similar name. But it's Channel FM. They're a facilities management company based here in Kent. And the interesting thing about Channel FM is that all of their cleaning services they do without chemicals. They're very eco-friendly. So do try them out. You can find out more about them. If you go to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, there's a link to their website on the homepage. Now then... you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me, and to tweet me at VanillaWeb, and to use the hashtag BBunker. Now then, I had a little bit of a moan up last week, and some of you haven't taken it on board. So I'm going to have another little moan up. If you don't tweet VanillaWeb and you don't put hashtag BBunker, I'm never going to find you, because Twitter have changed the platform and we now get 73 trillion notifications about every tweet that's ever been tweeted, because it includes your name. So I can't find you if you don't use the hashtag. So do please use the hashtag. But having said that, we have had over a trillion tweets so far today. And I do know because I counted them.
And you're going to read every single one of them. I'm going to read all
1,893 billion of them. I am going to read out in the first 5 minutes of the show. Absolutely.
Very good.
Good. So I'll tell you what. Let's start off straight away. Let's not keep them in suspenders any longer.
No, we should keep them in suspenders even longer.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
You need a bit nearer that, because that microphone doesn't sound very loud.
Oh, you gave me the dodgy microphone, did you?
Yeah, I did, actually. That's better.
I project my voice more.
Exactly. This is the lovely Amanda Flanders.
Hello.
Hello, Amanda. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show this week. And Amanda, because Bird's not here, Amanda took over doing the pre-show show. So do check that out on my Facebook page, Paul Andrews. We have the pre-show show up there, the Facebook Live, which was very well done.
Hopefully
by Amanda.
I managed to jump into Bird's boots and, you know, film.
Jump into her what?
Boots.
Oh, her boots, yeah.
What with those shoes?
Yeah. Not with the shoes on, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So, without further ado, Amanda, shall we let them know what we're up to?
Shall we?
Shall we break our news?
Yeah.
Because there's been quite a few rumours going around,
there
haven't
have
there?
Been yeah. Some rumours going.
Some of them are quite dodgy.
Well, interesting is one word I'd use.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit dodgy, but yes, we have something very exciting coming up in the very near future.
Mm.
Shall we do it?
Shall we do it? No, you tell them.
We are going to have a new show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a sister show for the Business Bunker. Mm-hmm. It's going to be called the Business Bunker Extra.
Absolutely.
Extra. Perhaps in the jingle there.
Yeah, and that's for two reasons. One's because it's very special. It's extra special. But two, increasingly, the Bunker Show lasts 2 hours. Loads of people say, can't you make it 3 hours? No, we can't. I can talk for 3 hours quite easily, but you can't listen for 3 hours. It's far too long. But we've got more and more people wanting to come on the show, more and more people want to sponsor the show, more and more people wanting to be involved. And we're just running out of time and space to do that. So we decided we needed a second show.
Yeah.
So Amanda's going to tell you in a minute when it's going to start, but we're going to start with a one-hour Business Bunker Extra every week. Go on, why don't you tell them?
Yeah, so it's going to be every week, every Friday from 11 till 12.
Yep.
And our first show is going to be in a couple of weeks' time, the 28th of April. And I've already got some great guests lined up. I'm going to be co-host. I've got a couple of great co-hosts lined up as well. So we have the fabulous Molly Wright from Molly Moodle.
Oh, I love Molly Moodle.
So we've got a great Molly Moodle is going to come on and co-host with me. Excuse me. And the amazing Gemma Fairclough-Haynes is going to come and co-host with me occasionally. We love Gemma. She's great. And I have a couple of men co-hosts up my sleeves.
I bet you do.
Up my sleeves.
Oh, up your sleeves, yeah. Right, okay.
You like. Yeah, so it's going to be a great show. Obviously, we can extend it on from the Business Bunker, which is already loved. Mm. We want people to email us, tweet us about what they've got coming on. I'm going to have people coming on and talking about their events, so we get a bit more detail about what events are going on. So
there's
so many great events always going on across Kent.
It's interesting you say that as well, because, as you know, Best Business Events are sponsors of the Business Bunker Show, and we have a page that lists all their events.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly popular on social media because I tweet it out every day, and it's one of the things that gets the biggest amount of hits. And people are always writing to me and saying, can't you do the same thing for all the events that are going on? So eventually I capitulated and started to compile a list, and I thought of about 20 that I knew of, and I started tweeting it, and not a soul read it. And I then tweeted out, you know, if you've got an event, it's free. I'm not charging you or anything. Certainly. Let me know. Not a thing. Not a sausage. So it will be useful to start talking about it on air.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I think because it is great. And there's so many great events that are going on.
There's loads of events,
and it's that people just don't know what's there and what's going on and what's happening.
Yeah.
And sometimes before you commit to doing something, because there are so great, you want to know a little bit more about what's going on. And
absolutely.
What's the benefit of going? Because at the end of the day, we all go to business events, but benefit of our business and ourselves. So.
I've had this argument. I don't know if you know, I'm a Kent Digital Envoy.
Yes.
And KCC wanted to do a big event. And they went away, found a date, started to book it, and then they told us. And I went, that's the same day as Get Social. And I went, what? Get what? And Get Social, the biggest digital event in the county. And they didn't know about it, you know. So, partly that's because they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. There are so many things going on that it's so easy to clash if you're not careful.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So
we're looking forward to that. 28th of
April. The 28th of April, yep. 11 o'clock, we're going live for our first show. I have to say, I've got some great shows. And hopefully I'll be able to speak by then. I've got some great co-hosts, some great guests coming on. So if you want to be mentioned on the first live show, we have our very own Twitter handle.
Oh, yes. Whoa.
It's all new and sparkly Twitter handle, which is up live. So it's at, what is it again?
she was in
that
full
was
flow there.
That was particularly impressive.
Yeah.
What is it again?
Because when Paul asked you earlier if you had any way of people contacting you, you just reeled it off.
Exactly.
It was just like it had been set up all along. And how could he even wonder? And there you go.
I know. Fell on it. So it's Bunker Extra with an X. Extra.
X-T-R-A.
So Bunker X-T-R-A is the Twitter handle. And you can also email me at
at Binker Bunker.
We'll be all perfectly polished by the 28th.
No, you don't want to do that. We don't do perfectly polished. Yeah.
Well,
not least of which, because I can't say perfectly polished.
Well, I was wondering if this is a bit like all these sort of TV shows where they have like the show and then they have like, you know, the behind the scenes shows, which are a bit more flexible and, you know, a bit more sort of real and take it as it comes sort of thing.
Yeah,
does that mean we've got to be more professional?
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't be any more laid back behind the scenes than it already is. So, you have to
be more professional.
You
need to up our game, Paul.
Yeah.
We're going to do the outtakes as well.
Yes. You can email me also at bunkerextra@gmail.com.
Bunker
Is that
extra.
With the X as well?
That's with the X.
X-T-R-A.
So it's all about the extra.
Yeah.
Business Bunker Extra show coming live.
Fantastic. We're really looking forward to that. It's gonna really help expand the brand and what we're doing and the exposure for Kent's and the increasingly southeast of England's businesses.
Yeah,
and it, you know, we just so needed to do it because we just people are emailing me and saying, can I come on the show? And I'm going, yeah, September. And I go, oh, but I've got an event in August. And you go, yeah, well, it is April now. I need to know. And it literally is that bad in some cases that we're, you know, we're that far out. So having the extra show and having more guest slots is really good. And there's so much to talk about. You know, business is growing in the county. So we're really looking forward to that. Break a leg, Amanda.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. So we're really looking forward to that, to Amanda and Molly and Gemma and...
The secret man
that she's got somewhere. He's not. He's not in Jules' cupboard, is he? That's where you'll find him. That's where he is. Jules' wardrobe.
Jules, let him out.
In with Billy Dean in Jules' wardrobe. That's where he'll be.
That's obviously a secret joke that I'm not in on.
So on the Twitter, it will be Bunker Extra, or you can email bunkerextra@gmail.com.
That's right.
Fantastic, Amanda. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Paul.
And we wish you much success and luck with the new show. It's going to be fantastic. And we're really looking forward to that. Good.
Yeah.
I have got the world's longest email to read now. And if I tell you that Denise Wilton was involved in this, you'll understand why it's the world's longest email. I'm going to try and read it, and I'm going to try and paraphrase it at the same time. I'm even going to wear my glasses. That's how bad it is. Yeah.
I hope you're listening, Denise. He's making lots of effort.
No, Denise can't be listening because she's at Hever Castle at the moment, which is why she's sent it all to me on this, look, on this three-page email. Yeah.
Are we charging her?
Are we charging
her? Airtime.
Yeah, to make sure that I've got this right. And it says, have you got a hot dog? Could your dog be the face of Heating Hub Boilers? Rochester-based heating insulation company, The Heating Hub, are commissioning a local artist to draw three dogs for their oil boilers arm of the business and are holding a public competition, which is #hotdogs, to find two of the posing pouches. See, this is where it gets
posing
difficult
pouches.
Again.
That's yeah. not what you mean.
Two of the posing...
posing pouches.
Hold on. Hold on a minute. Just wait for it. Don't get all excited just because I said pouches. The posing pooches pouches.
That's better.
Here in Kent. There'll be two categories that are open to the general public. Pups under 2 years of age and adult dogs 2 years plus. The two winners will be immortalised in two dog impressions, which will be used across all the Heating Hub boiler promotional items. And there will be a doggy hamper for each winner too. A third dog will come from the Medical Detection Dogs Charity, MDD. Okay, which is in much need of increased awareness and financial support. There will be 8 MDD dogs to choose from, and you can find out more about the charity and the story about the medical detection dogs at theheatinghub.co.uk/hotdogs. So that's theheatinghub.co.uk/hotdogs. With their amazing sense of smell, the medical alert assistance dogs support individuals who live with dangerous health conditions. Whilst at their centre in Milton Keynes, the cancer and biodetection dogs can be trained to identify the odour of cancer and potentially the development of a simple method of non-invasive cancer diagnosis.
It's truly amazing
what they're doing with this. The Heating Hub have committed to donating £5 from every boiler sale in the whole of 2017 to medical detection dogs. But if you wish to make a donation to the MDDD, log on to the hot dog, the #hotdog Just Giving page through the Heating Hub website. Back to the competition. Entries can be made between the 21st of April and the 19th of May via theheatinghub.co.uk/hotdogs. All entries will be posted on the website and visitors will be able to vote on their favourite pooches in all three categories from the 20th until the 28th of May. Visitors will also be able to vote for one of the 8 MDD dogs, and all of the winners will be announced on the 2nd of June. So, Kent dog-related business, we need your help. The Heating Hub are also looking... Cool, they don't want much, do they? The Heating Hub are also looking for Kent-based dog businesses who provide supplies, services or products for dogs to help promote MDD and the competition, as well as potentially donating prizes for the overall winners. Companies will be featured on the heatinghub.co.uk hot dogs website, and sponsors and links provided to your website. If you could help with this, i.e. if you're a doggy provider, you know, food, baskets, equipment, walkies, whatever, dog training, whatever you are dog-related,
Dog pampering.
Dog pampering. Dog pampering. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing?
They have pamper salons for dogs, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
I'm an Alsatian.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. If you'd like to help, if you could contact Joe Allsop on Medway, which is 01634 757 606. That's Medway, 01634 757 606. Or you can email joe.allsop@theheatinghub.co.uk. And if you quote in a reference, hashtag hot dog sponsor. That will be brilliant. So thank you very much for that. I'm sorry that was a bit long, but I think it was very important that we read that out. And we will cover that again next week, just to make sure you've all got the message. But follow the Heating Hub on the Twitter to find out more.
Did they do something like that before? I seem to recall us having a debate about whether cats. Rabbits could be included.
They did cats before.
Was it cat? Oh, it was cats.
Sure,
that was
it. Cat thing.
And
right?
I was asking about rabbits.
Cat competition.
It was Amanda's cat competition.
It wasn't my cat competition.
But it was the Heating Hub, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well,
no, I think it was Cobus. Yeah. But it was the Heating Hub.
Did you send a picture of a cat? No, we did it on Twitter, didn't we, in the end? Because I shared a picture of the rabbit. Yeah. Or maybe I did send the cat as well. I don't know.
There was pictures of cats and rabbits going around.
See, I knew it rang a bell.
There's going to be pictures of dogs.
Now it's dogs. Well, let's hope it's rabbits next time, because I can offer up a nice picture for that.
Have you seen a rabbit?
No.
It's huge.
Is it? No, it's not. It's not big. It's a little mini lock.
It's huge. It's huge.
I was looking at for it yesterday, and Eddie was like, "Where's Albie gone?" I was like, "I don't know." I looked under the desk, and he was just lying at my feet while I was working. I thought it was so sweet.
It has an identity crisis, her rabbit.
Thinks it's a cat.
It thinks it's a cat. I've had a tweet from Athel Bray, and they say, "Vanilla Web Business Bunker, can we have a shout out, please? We have an absence management course on the 21st of June at Chilston Park, just outside Lenham. With HR specialists and management programs for inexperienced managers. There's also an HR specialist and management program for inexperienced managers, which starts on the 7th of June and is at Brands Hatch Place. If you want to find out more about either of those workshops, wait for it,
Joe. We'll get it right this time because you got it wrong at the beginning.
It's Athel Bray.
No, it's not.
Athel Bray.
You got it right last week or last time I was here.
Listen, I'm a student of Anglo-Saxon. I'm telling you how Athel is pronounced in Anglo-Saxon. The fact that they've corrupted it is not my fault. Just for the avoidance of doubt, it's spelled Athelbraeltd, Athel Bray Limited.
That's it. Very good.
Do follow them.
But you did get it right last time.
We've had a tweet from Drew at Lemon Creative as well.
Hi.
He says he really enjoyed coming on the show the other week and he wants to come back. He's got the bug now, hasn't he?
Tell him he can't.
Yeah. Oh, so,
what mean?
Nettie's got his lemon microphone.
Got his lemon microphone.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right, what you got, Joe?
I've got ZC Live, a one-day digital event on Friday the 9th of June at the Ashford International Hotel, 8:30 to 3:30, and it's free to attend. Learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business and create more leads by mastering key strategies over a whole day with international speaker, business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns. And there are sponsorship opportunities. Would you like to increase your company brand exposure and profile? Do you want to put your business in front of thousands of business people each month? Have you wanted to reach a wide range of new clients? Become a sponsor at this year's ZC Live. So you can find out, it's good this one, it says find out more and reserve your free place. Book here in Orange.
Cool. Book here in orange.
No,
I actually was. It says book here in orange is what you just said.
Yeah, and you went, cool.
And
well,
I went, cool.
Actually, there is also a link below it because I don't think the orange book here will work on the radio, which is zcsocialmedia.com/zclive/, apparently.
And orange is cool, let me tell you.
Yes, exactly. Orange is the new orange.
Orange is the colour of this radio show, if you remember.
Yes.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters, from Riverford Organic, and they say, yes, we really do deliver hot cross buns. Hashtag Easter. We deliver across Kent alongside your organic veg box. So if you'd like to order hot cross buns, get in touch with Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters, and their Twitter handle is Riverford_Kent.
Reminds me of the Vicar of Dibley. Do you remember their Easter bunny sketch?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Is that after Mrs. Cropley died, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We went to see the Liminge Amateur Dramatic version of The Vicar of Dibley last Friday, which was excellent. It was really good. Yeah. And the man playing Hugo was particularly good. He had all the mannerisms of Hugo, but he looked remarkably like Martin Freeman,
right?
As in the guy that was in the office that played The Hobbit. So it was slightly disconcerting. But he was very good. Well, they were all very good.
Because they had to get special permission from Richard Curtis to put that on, didn't they? The writer of
it. Oh, did they?
Yeah. Because they don't normally let you stage things like that, but because it was a local thing, he let them do it. It was really interesting.
And the man next to me was very good. He kept singing all the music in between. So when they did The Lord Is My Shepherd and Jerusalem and things like that, it was very enjoyable.
Sorry?
No, not this man next to me. But I'm not sure the people in front of him were so impressed, but he had a very nice voice.
I've had a tweet from the People platform, and they say Vanilla Web, they don't actually say Joe Dodds, but I'll put it in because they say Jill Serkin.
Yeah,
and she's
and
not
you know
on.
That I'll offend me. Yeah.
So you don't know about this. So Vanilla Web and Joe, please may I have a shout out for platform people. And Fiona Stevens, HR. It wouldn't be. It couldn't possibly be worse though, Joe. Could it? On the grounds that you've just done a radio show with her, not less than an hour ago.
Exactly. So Fiona Stevens has asked Jill Serkin to give her a shout out on today's show.
Having just left here, knowing full well that you're doing the show. I think she's trying to tell you something, really.
I know. Yeah. Maybe I've been demoted. Maybe I'm a part-time co-host of her show now.
Absolutely. And we've also had a tweet from Rowena Horton. And she says, please give me a shout out for my Italian wine tasting, Discover the Vine, at the St. George's Hotel, Rochester. And it's on Wednesday, the 12th of April. That will be manana, tomorrow.
I'm going.
Are you?
Yeah.
And that's at 6 p.m.
It's going to be good. Wine and pizza. I mean, what can you ask for?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At the lovely St. George's Hotel in Rochester. Yeah, Roland Stanley, that owns the hotel, is a guest on the show in a couple of weeks' time, and we're really looking forward to talking to him.
I'll have to get Rowena on because she really knows her wine stuff.
Absolutely.
It's like, and I always had this impression of like wine tasting is all quite snobbery and, you know, people sticking their noses in glasses and that type of thing.
What I'm trying to do, though, if I get Rowena on, I'm trying to avoid Jules.
Yeah, get them together.
Otherwise,
work.
Otherwise, she wouldn't have any stock left, really.
Which I'd be all right.
Yeah.
We could do a wine tasting on air. Okay, I'm putting her on my list.
Yeah,
I can have her on my show. Wine tasting on air. Okay.
Well, Paul not drinking isn't that bothered about having her on his show? So you might as well.
We'll
be all right.
Yeah. But she makes wine tasting fun, and it's you get to learn about the wine you're drinking.
Mm.
And I don't know about you, but I always stick to the old favourites because you're always frightened to try something else. Whereas if you do something like wine tasting, you get to try and find new favourites, which is always good.
Tell you what, do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have some tunage, and because the weather's turned nice, we're going to have this.
wonder what she's doing there. Summer dreams ripped at seams, but
with the Business Bunker.
I've got to tell you, listener, the entire studio audience there finished that number on a huge flamboyant, arms in the air, Grease-inspired Olivia Neutron bomb job. There you go. So it's summer, according to me. Anyway, it's a lovely day, so we thought we'd play that. I'm going to read an email now, I think. Oh, this is a bit of news that I came across today, which I thought was really interesting. Secure Data, who are a local company, have taken over Signia Technologies. They've created a £60 million turnover company, and Maidstone-based Secure Data said its acquisition of Signia Technologies has brought together two of the most established and respected providers of cybersecurity services in the UK. All of its employees will remain in the new group, and they will have 210 staff, including 150 engineers, analysts and consultants. And they were founded in 1992. Secure Data has over 1,000 customers and made revenues of nearly £50 million last year. Mm-hmm. So a huge company for Kent, which is good and unusual.
Cool. That's good, isn't it? Mm. Kent Creative Awards, celebrating and encouraging arts and culture in Kent. The dinner ceremony is on Friday the 19th of May at Ashford School. It will include networking with creatives, artists, sponsors, jury members. I was like, that's a bit odd. The people, presumably judges, sort of, not jury, is it?
What?
I don't know. It's the Kent Creative Awards.
Yeah.
With creatives, artists, sponsors and jury members. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
The jury.
Yeah, it's the jury. I'll give that.
You say judges.
Yeah. No, I'll give that five.
So that's what I presume it means. They didn't go to court at the same time. Yeah. A three-course dinner with wine, close-up magic with the clearly amazing Etienne Pradier. Presumably that's his name.
He's very good.
And
very
the
good.
Ceremony itself. Yeah. Come along with creative outfits. So I'd like to see everyone turning up for that. And you can book at kentcreativearts.co.uk or email studio@kentcreativearts.co.uk.
I'm on the jury.
You're a jury member. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was one of the judges anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Well, make sure you're referred to as jury from now on, please.
As jury.
Yeah. Not the judges.
I could be Paul Drew in the Blockheads, and I'm not that kind of jury. Okay. We've had a tweet from a new listener, a lady called Pam Downs, and she said she would love a mention on the Business Bunker show. I'm Pam Downs, and I'm now based at The Base in Dartford. And helping you with all your legal issues as a consultant for Apex Law. And you can follow Pam on the Twitter. It's Pam Downs Limited. That's Pam Downs, D-O-W-N-E-S, L-T-D, on the Twitter. So do give Pam a follow. She's based there in Dartford.
So we've got another award, the Maidstone Business Awards. They're open for nomination. And the awards dinner is on the 14th of June at Great Danes Hotel. So the categories are startup, recognising a new startup that has shown a clear path to success. Small business, are you a standout small business that has achieved constant growth? Creative, digital, can you show evidence of expertise in digital, creative or media technologies? Customer service, can your business show that you offer high quality customer service? Entrepreneur, are you known for your entrepreneurial flair? Innovation, have you brought new ideas to life, whether that idea is big or small? And hospitality, are you a hospitality business that can demonstrate outstanding performance and success? You can go to businessawardskent.co.uk/maidstone-awards.
Cool. I'm just trying to find a tweet that I saw go through earlier. Oh, here it is. It's from Andrea Barker, Andrea BC Coach is her Twitter handle. And she says, please, could we have a shout out on the Business Bunker show? If you can check Eventbrite for A to B confidence and motivation. That's the letter A, the number two, the letter B. A to B, confidence and motivation. Confidence presenting workshops in May. Or you can follow Andrea on the Twitter at Andrea BC Coach and find out more about her confidence and motivational workshops. And very valuable they are too. Do you know what it's time for now?
Joe's Jams.
Da, da, da.
Ta-da. I thought I'd spring that on you very quickly.
Didn't even give me a chance to have a view on that. So today I thought we'd talk about email because I am putting together an email program. And I put a survey out yesterday and asked people if they would mind answering just two questions. Firstly, what email system they use, which if you want to, if you're interested in the results so far, in the lead is Outlook, followed by Gmail, followed by Other.
Other.
Yeah, which
do you want to know what I use?
Yeah, go on then.
I use Outlook. I use Yahoo. I use something you've never heard of, GMX. What else have I got? I've got dozens.
And you've got millions of emails.
Yeah.
And they've all got odd, like, endings and stuff.
Just to confuse everybody. Yes.
And I never know which one to email you on.
At least I can remember the name of them.
Well, but you've been using them a long time.
And the second question is, what is your top question or challenge around email management? Because it's something that I was, when I talk about email generally in business, we were never really taught how to use and manage our email, were we? We sort of, you know, sure. 20 years ago, we did like Word training courses and Excel training courses. Occasionally, people might have got trained in how to use Outlook, but pretty much we just sort of all carried on assuming that we all knew what we were doing. And I don't know about the guys in this room, but, you know, an oft said thing around email is basically how much it overwhelms people. You know, how people get too many emails, don't know how to manage them, always have too many in their inbox. Lose things, you know, all that sort of stuff. So I did the survey and asked, you know, or I'm doing the survey, and so people have talked about volume and quantity of emails coming in being a problem. Somebody talked about finding an effective filing system so that they can find the emails they need to do stuff with. So they said how to keep emails that are important at the top, not lost amongst all the new emails, which I thought was interesting. Again, somebody else said ensuring they answer or deal with all their emails. Somebody said, I never get down to zero. I want a system that means I read it or bin it. Can't see the point of creating folders and moving things there when I know I'll never read them. So for me, they stay in my main box. I'm going to challenge that one in a minute. And somebody said, treating the inbox like a task list, alternating between letting things fester and dealing with the last thing that came in as the priority, even though it clearly isn't, which I think probably we all fall foul of at times. And then somebody else, who I'm sure I know who this is, said, I don't have any. I achieve inbox zero every day before bedtime, but we are rare creatures. So go, Joe. Bring peace of mind to the online world.
Just because I got no mates.
So my plan is I'm going to run a free webinar in the next few weeks to give some sort of top line stuff on this and then put in place something a bit more detailed. But I thought I'd just sort of throw out a few ideas today as part
before
of
the show. Before you do that, do you want to know what I hate about email?
Go on then.
That stupid conversation stream.
Yeah, but you
it
see,
drives
when you
me
get
nuts.
To, when you get used to it, it works really well.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's rubbish. It's utter rubbish. I can never find anything because it's embedded in a conversation somewhere.
And have you sent an email to somebody with a bit of conversation still attached that you didn't want to?
Exactly.
Yes, I thought you might have done.
Yeah.
But once you're used to it, I didn't used to like it to begin with when I swapped, because when I swapped from Outlook to Gmail, you couldn't... do it in
off.
Outlook. No, you could turn it off, but you couldn't do it in Outlook, so I hadn't ever used it. And I started using it thinking, oh, I don't like this, but then I got used to it, and now I do use it all the time. And actually, because where you have got that conversation going, that stream of emails, that thread of emails, you don't have to go searching for previous emails. You do have them all in the same thread, which makes it easier on those occasions. But that is about how people manage email. You know, how often do you actually start a fresh email to somebody rather than just carrying on replying to a previous email? So the subjects... end up.
Do you know what my second
generic.
Problem is?
Can I finish?
No.
So the subjects in the emails all end up muddled in one. So that, you know, you've got a subject and 25 million points in that whole conversation because you just kept going backwards and forwards, which is why you can't find anything, because you're looking for, you know, something that says, I don't know, lunch next week, and actually you're now talking about saving the world, but it's not changed in the titles. What's your other issue? Go on then.
My other issue is both with Outlook and Yahoo that I use, is for some reason the contact address book thing just doesn't work properly. And one of the reasons that so many people reply to emails is it's easier than trying to find the address and type it from scratch.
Start again.
So I start typing an email and I think I've emailed Joe Dodds 100 times. I start typing Joe Dodds and it doesn't come up. Mm-hmm. So I go through, find an email you sent me, and I reply to it.
Yeah.
So it then puts it in a conversation that is not remotely related. Yeah.
Yes.
And then I can't find it when I search for it.
Yes,
again.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah.
So some top tips then.
Okay. Sorted.
So some top tips. The one that I started doing about 18 months ago now, which I'd known forever but had always ignored because I thought it didn't apply to me, you know, that usual thing, is not working on your email all the time. So pausing your email and just doing it at certain times of the day. Mm. And, you know, logically that sounds like it would be a good thing to do, but actually physically implementing that can be quite hard. Mm. Especially when you sort of think that people are expecting responses from you quickly.
Yep.
You know, you then start to think, well, I've got to be in my email all the time. But of course, when you're in your email all the time, things pop up, as that person said, and you end up dealing with stuff that you don't really need to deal with now, which stops you dealing with the important stuff. So it all, you know, becomes a bit of a vicious circle. And actually, the reality is people get a reply from you when they get a reply from you. So if you are in a meeting, like now, we're not, presume, generally.
I'm just emailing. Sending an email. Yeah. Sorry, what are you saying?
But, you know, what was
she going on about, Amanda? I'll mail you about it.
But we're ensconced in this meeting, this radio show, for 2 hours. We're not sending an email during the 2 hours we're here. If we were in the office, we might feel obliged to read our emails and respond to them because we think people need that quicker response. But actually, if we're in a meeting, we don't reply to people. So, you know, we can apply that in the rest of our life too.
Sometimes
I'm sitting here replying to an email. Not true.
And sometimes there are some people that are just so desperate to talk to you that they send you hundreds of messages on every platform just to get hold of you, apparently.
Yeah, that was you yesterday.
It was me, wasn't it?
Oh, the other day, wasn't it? Yeah, you sent me an email and I was in a meeting or something, wasn't I? And then you sent me, and then you phoned me.
I phoned you and it went to
text. And I didn't answer. And then I got the text message. No, but then you texted me as well. So my voicemail converts to a text.
Yeah.
And you also sent me a text.
And
so
an email.
I replied and said, you really only needed to say it once.
Well, I really, really wanted to speak to you. Yeah.
So another top tip is to use a separate to-do list. Do not use your inbox as a to-do list, because then when you're trying to do your things that you need to get done, you will be distracted by other emails coming into this to-do list, i.e. your inbox, while you're trying to deal with the things that are already in there. And a good way, going back to that person saying that they want to just, you know, do or delete all their emails, is one version of doing that email is actually moving it onto your to-do list, so deferring it, in effect, another D. And then the other top tip is about slicing and dicing, which is what I think you should do.
Slicing and dicing.
Sorry, slicing and dicing, which I do to my emails and I do to my to-do list as well. So with your emails, dividing what's coming up into stuff that is really urgent and stuff that is less urgent.
And messages from Paul that can be ignored.
Yeah. You know, you have like the priority.
Yeah.
You can have Paul's as non-priority.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Or
direct to spam. Yeah. So I use a tool to do that, but you can set up your own filters to do it as well. But the tool I use is Sanebox, which you can use on Outlook and on Gmail. And it automatically filters your email into different folders. So I have the inbox, which is urgent, but then there's also one called Sane Later, which is slightly less urgent, but not, you know, the thing to look at next, probably. Then there's one that filters all the newsletters into it. I also have set some custom ones up, which are things like messages I get from my hosting. I do want to see them, but I don't need to see them urgently. And actually, just looking at all 10 of them in one go and then deleting them in one go makes it a very quick way of dealing with those 10 emails. So when I talk about slicing and dicing, I mean actually just to sort of moving things around, so that with my newsletters, for example, I look at the whole list of newsletters and only open the things that have got interesting looking titles on them. The rest just get deleted. Whereas if I was going through my inbox one by one, I'd have to look at all of them individually to process them. But because I've got them separate,
they've got an interesting title.
Yes, which shows you how important it is to have interesting titles on there. Mm-hmm. But these are newsletters. This
don't
is emails
get a job in accountancy,
like
will you?
No, absolutely. I tell you one of the things, going back to what you were talking about right at the front and trying to be serious for a moment, mm-hmm. about email.
I was serious. Only open newsletters
me.
That
no,
you want to read.
Yeah, no,
yes, carry on.
Me
yeah,
being
yeah.
serious.
Yeah, yeah.
the fantastic Alex Waterton from FKs, who's a Microsoft trainer, came and spent an hour with me a couple of years ago teaching me how to use Outlook, and really did improve my productivity enormously with things. But one of the things, that does exist in Outlook, but doesn't in Yahoo and stuff like that, which would make my life a whole bunch easier, in web-based things like Yahoo, you can either read the email, file the email, bin the email, or star the email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. What I prefer is to color code the email. So if I had a series of color codes that said, if this message is in red, it's because I need to address this. If it's in yellow, it's because someone's annoying me and I just need to think about it some other time or whatever. Yeah.
Do you mean in an automated way? Because you can do it in Outlook, I'm sure now.
No, you can do it in Outlook. You can do it in Outlook.
But not in Yahoo. Yeah, but not in Yahoo anymore. Me. Use Gmail. Use Gmail.
I hate Gmail with a vengeance.
Well, it's much better, and it allows you to colour code your
emails. But the problem I have with Gmail is it then forces you to use every other bloody Google product, and I don't want to use every Google product. Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does too.
I use it, and it doesn't. Yeah. I may choose to use them, but you don't have to. Yes, so it's colour coding can be helpful, but I would still suggest that you're using your inbox as a to-do list, which may be unhelpful, but if that works for you, it's all about individual...
I don't do anything. Why would I use it as a to-do list?
It's all about what works for you, and some people do, to be fair, use their inbox as a to-do list, but in the main, I think you should move your list of to-dos out. But yes, do whatever works for you, but slicing and dicing, I think, is key.
Thank you, Joe. That was very useful. That was...
Joe's Jams.
Joe's Jams. Thank you, Joe. It's really good. And you're right. Email is one of those things that we still do need to think a lot about in terms of managing, and it drives me nuts. I've got this tweet that I've been demanded to read out. I have no idea how I'm going to do this, because whatever. Anyway, I'll give it a go. It's from the lovely Natasha from Split Second Events, and she says, "Business Bunker, I do hope you're having a light bulb moment. Please support this video." For the KDA, please. It's rather exciting. So she wants me to read out this video. I'm not sure how I'm going to read out a video, but this video has been entered into the Kent Digi Awards. Please share it. Well, I can share it. That's not a problem. But for me to talk about it, it's youtube.com/watch TV small v equals MOF, which isn't very exciting.
Well, get a pen and paper first.
It's brilliant. Video on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Bring it on. So what I suggest is that you follow the lovely Natasha and have a look at the video that has been entered for the Kent Digi Awards. And you can follow Natasha on the Twitter. Her Twitter handle is split2ndevents. So that's split second events. Split2ND events on the Twitter. Give her a follow. Have a look at this wonderful video that she's got and go from there. And she sent me a follow-up message. She said, can you give people a mention that I help campaigns come to life? I love to help good causes, and I'm excited about Altered Lives charity campaign and the successes with that. And I'm a creative light bulb switched on kind of person. So do give her a follow.
Cool. So I had a tweet from Amanda Hodges whilst I was doing the tips from Metis Women, and she asked if we could promote an event that she's holding at the Kent Restaurant of the Year. It's a mastermind taster. It's on the 19th of April at 6:30 in the evening at the Corner House Restaurant in Minster.
Right.
Business owners, do you want a business that supports the life you want to live, running a successful business and enjoying the life outside of it too? Join me on the 19th of April to get a taster of the support a mastermind can provide for growing your business and enjoy some award-winning food at the Corner House Restaurant in Minster. So that sounds good. And thank you for your kind words, Amanda.
Fantastic.
And thank you for listening.
I've had a tweet from the Street Soccer Group, who are a charity that support excluded young people and get them back into society. And they say, "Hi, Paul. Business Bunker, please give a shout out for our first five-a-side football tournament at K-Sports in Cobdown, taking place on Friday the 28th of April. You can't play, Amanda.
No, I can't
play. Oh, that's a shame.
I'm going to be busy.
You're running a radio show.
Radio show, yeah.
So it's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. and the tickets are available now.
I can make it. The show finishes at 12.
Oh, there you go. We'll bring your boots.
Yeah. yeah. people can listen to it first and then go to this.
Bring your boots. So do follow Street Soccer on the Twitter. Their handle is Street Soccer CIC. Street Soccer CIC. So do give them a follow and find out about the five-a-side tournament at the K Sports Centre in Cobdown. That's just outside Maidstone. You can see it on the M20 as you go past Alsford Paper Mill. It's a lovely venue there. So do check that out, Joe.
So join us for a super glitzy, glamorous evening, Amanda, of yes. fine dining and entertainment at the Linda and Mario Garcia Pink Charity Gala Ball in aid of breast cancer now. It's on the 11th of May at the Ashford International Hotel in Ashford, 6:30 till late. The evening will begin with reception, drinks and entertainment from jazz singer Lisa Barrett-Smith. Well, do you know? Who knew? Lisa sang at the party the night before we got married.
Did she? How weird.
She's very good.
You married Lisa?
No. Yeah, good thinking. Good point. No, I just said that wrong.
No, he just heard it wrong.
No, she said...
Nobody else heard it.
No, she said she sang at the night before we got married.
Yes.
But she married Simon. I know that because I've met him.
Yes.
I know what you meant, Joe.
Whose magical voice, moving on, covering songs from the Great American Songbook will set the mood for the evening. During the sumptuous three-course dinner with wine, you'll be entertained by the world-famous magician Etienne Pradier. His unique skills and charismatic personality have established him as one of the finest exponents of close-up magic.
You know what? He's done magic for the royal family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's the magician for the royal family.
Blimey.
Following the...
he's very good.
Dinner... He'll be
this
doing...
is becoming a little bit of an Etienne show.
He'll be doing an after-dinner show to keep you entertained. Following Etienne's performance, the amazing evening's entertainment will continue with the fantastic Jason Alan Sway performing tribute music of the great Michael Bublé. Voted best male vocalist at the National Entertainment Awards, Jason Alan is fast becoming one of the finest and most talked about singers in the UK. And then you'll spend the rest of the evening dancing the night away with beautiful vocal duo Donna and Joe, a.k.a. Here Come the Girls, who specialise in performing feel-good party music to ensure a full dance floor at any event. The evening will be coordinated with the help of the Master of Ceremonies, Barnaby Winter, with some great auction and raffle prizes up for grabs, a fun photo booth and lots more. All of this has been put together with the help of the fabulous Amanda Flanders of Butterflies and Dreams Events. So for more details and to book your tickets, which are a mere £75, all for a good cause, remember, visit butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/charity-gala.
Also, I'm going.
Paul's going.
I'm going and she forgot my tickets.
I
bought the ticket. I paid good money for them and she forgot my tickets.
We're also doing, because we know obviously people like to come to these type of things in groups. Mm. So we're selling tables of 10. If you can sell a table of 10, you get one free place.
Does that mean you get 11?
Well, we're doing two things just to confuse you. So if you book a table of 10... yourself with you and your colleagues, you will pay for 9 people.
Right, okay.
However, if you'd like to help us, obviously it's for a great cause, breast cancer now, and we obviously want you to sell the tables. So if you can yourself sell a table of 10 to somebody else, and then you can get your ticket for free.
Right, so, okay.
So just help us promote it.
Because I was worried because I don't know 11 people.
Well, really?
Not that want to go out to dinner with him anyway.
No, it's going to be a fun night. We've got some amazing raffle prizes as well, and there's an auction
That is so hurtful.
I'm glad you're coming, Paul. I'm glad.
Oh, thank you.
And we've got some amazing auction prizes coming online as
Fantastic.
Well.
Fantastic. So it's going to be. No, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's a fabulous cause. And currently, Linda obviously is listening to the show in Santiago in Chile. So hello, Linda.
It's pink. You can wear your pink jumper.
Yeah.
It's a pink charity gala ball. People come in pink.
I'm coming in pink.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing a tutu.
Oh, please.
It not again.
It doesn't fit anymore. I tried it on the other day. It doesn't fit anymore.
When was the last time, Paul?
Yeah. Great. We're looking forward to it. I've had a tweet from Lee Willis. Lee is the chair of the Ancorians Football Club. We're on a bit of a football thing now. And they're a community football team over in Medway. And he says, I'm listening to the Business Funk show, Vanilla Web, and Ancorians FC has an advertising options to promote its database. If you'd like to find out more, come to our website, ancoriansfc.co.uk. So do check that out. And Marcus Chrysostomou of Equilibrium PR has said, great news about the Business Funk extra show. Really looking forward to listening. So you've got a listener already, Amanda.
Great. I can't wait.
And the lovely Jackie Offin of JJ Systems has said, how about a shout out for JJ Systems on today's Business Bunker show and say hello. Well, hello. Hello to Jackie and the team at JJ Systems. Cool. I think we've got room for, hold on, I've got a message here. I bet this is Natasha. And she says, thank you. That's all right, mate. So I think we can read one more email or tweet. I'll leave it up to your discretion, Joe, whatever you fancy.
I'll read about the Muesli Mafia Networking, 7:30 to 9:30, breakfast included, members £24, non-members £25.80. Join us for Serial Networking, spelt with a C. It's quite fun, really, isn't it? Clever. Yeah. Wouldn't work if you said, you know, like toast networking. No, it's not quite the same, is it? Serial Networking, business-to-business meetings with a full English breakfast included, the 13th of April at the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells, 28th of April, Ashford International Hotel, 10th of May, the Warren Metro Sports Club in Bromley. You can book at kentinvictorchamber.co.uk.
Cool. Natasha's just telling me off. She said, ha-ha, love it. I'm not demanding. That's a bit harsh. I was just emailing for awareness. You're quite right. And she does a fabulous job. Do follow her. She's really brilliant. Right. I've got an email here that I want to read. It's from Munya Badzi, and Munya is the Kent County Council Enterprise Coordinator at schools. And he says, I need help, please. We need an enterprise advisor for Homewood School. Homewood School is in Tenterton. It's a volunteer role requiring commitment of around a day, a short term. Tenterton have one of these special term arrangements where they have six-week terms. Mm. Yeah, and it's a day a week, in a day a term. Which can be face-to-face or virtual, so you don't even have to rock up.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's very modern.
Yeah, but it is a nice place anyway, and it's opposite my house, so you can pop in for a cup of coffee on the way bus. The role is generally strategic and may include some delivery by the enterprise advisor. The enterprise advisor will be a business leader, either in middle management, a director, a CEO, MD, a general manager, or self-employed. The enterprise employer advisor will work with school leadership team and their careers coordinator to enhance the school's enterprise and employer engagement strategy and activities while using the wider Kent Enterprise Associates network to provide access to a range of inspirational activities and resources across the school. If you'd like to help with this, and it is a very, very useful thing to do, we have to bring more business sense into our schooling. It is sorely missed. You know, we just don't focus on it enough. We don't focus on careers. We don't focus on the world of work. We don't focus on the world of business. So do help out. If you're interested in helping out, you can email Munya, and this is his email address. It's munyabadzi@kent.gov.uk. And let me spell Munya's name. His first name is munya.badze, munyabadzi@kent.gov.uk. Thank you.
I was going to say, rather than bothering to read it out, you could have just said you'd go and do it as it's opposite your house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only once a term.
I'll get in the look. Doing other things.
It doesn't translate on radio. They can't tell that you're giving me that look.
Yes.
Moving on.
I have no... If you can invent another couple of days of the week, I'd gladly do it.
Yes.
The next round is open for the Community Business Fund. It's called Power to Change, and it helps grantees to promote the achievement of the organisation and raise public awareness of a community business. Grants are between £50,000 and £300,000, up to 75% of a capital project cost, and there's a £10 million pot supplied by the Big Lottery. Mm-hmm. Through the fund, they'll award grants between £50,000 and £300,000 to community businesses based in England. So there you go, sweaties, not you. Application windows, Community Business Bright Ideas Fund is open in April, then it closes, and it opens again in September 2017, then it closes, and then it opens again in February 2018. So it's open in April, open in September, and open next February. If you want to find out if you're eligible, click here.
Is it orange?
And it's in black.
It's in bold, though. It's in bold.
Yeah. It's in bold. You're absolutely right, Mark.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in bold. And if you were to be able to click here, you would be going to www.powertochange.org.uk. So do check that out, powertochange.org.uk. You can do one more, Joe.
Fairly Page Solicitors has forged a reputation as a leading regional law firm built upon a rich heritage of professional excellence. and they have employment law update. That was those three words all like mushed together and turned around upside down. Amanda, it's your yes. It's rubbing off on me. Employment law update 2017 on the 27th of April. You can expect to hear about recent developments and future changes in employment law. Further your understanding of how to be prepared for these changes through practical guidance, a brief update on preparing for Brexit, and more. So if you go to kentonvictorchamber.co.uk/events/employment-law-update-2017.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Gemma, the lovely Gemma Faircloth-Haynes, and she says, can I get a shout out, please, for training for non-HR managers? Starts this month at Base Point Dartford. It's £249 for a month, per month for 5 months. And if you, I don't, and she said pretty please, which is why I'm going to read it out because she was really nice. She doesn't tell me much more about it. So if you want to find out about it, I suggest you give Gemma a follow on the Twitter. And Gemma's Twitter handle is Gemma, JEMMAFAIRHAY, Fairhay. Gemma Fairhay on the Twitter. Give her a follow. Find out about her workshops. What do you reckon, Jo?
You said just one more.
I know, I've changed my mind.
And now I'm on Twitter, like, going back, trying to work out what this conversation's all about.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'll read a tweet then.
You're part of it. Hilarious. I'd forgotten about that. Something to do with the business bunker. Neville Gaunt.
Oh, no, that's about guitars or
on
something.
On social media.
He's talking to John
story.
Copeland. It's another one that's a video. They're all doing videos now. Let me read this from Victoria Jones. Victoria Jones, Vanilla Web. Yes, please, can I have a shout-out? Hesketh Jones, editing, blog editing, web copy, spring clean, press releases, proofreading, books, etc., etc. If you need help writing, she's got a lovely graphic there, go to their website, which is heskethjones.co.uk. heskethjones.co.uk, or their Twitter handle is heskethjonesed. Her name's not Ed. It's for editor. Hesketh Jones, Ed. And that's Victoria Jones.
Can I say Natasha at Split Second Events? I love her Twitter picture.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's very nice.
Yeah, she's a great girl. She really is. Cool. So did you have something else that you wanted to read? Was that what you were going to do? Or are you
I was trying to work out what Neville and John are talking about.
They're talking amongst themselves.
And they've got you tagged in as well.
I know, but this is what we were talking about earlier, wasn't it? This new change to Twitter, you get tagged into every damn conversation in the world and you haven't got a clue what they're going on about. And then they go, you didn't reply. I didn't, what are you talking about?
Oh, dear.
So, what do you think?
Next step, I think.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
We go to the next step?
Yeah.
Well, that's lucky. The clock just ticked round to the next step.
Plans to an inch of its life.
Yeah, because what we're going to do, we're going to get our next guest on the phone in a minute.
We are.
So, what we're going to do, we're going to go over to, I think, Stephanie in the newsroom. Let's see what's going on over on the news.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker. Channel Radio News Update.
Boris Johnson's calls for tougher sanctions on Russia and Syria have been rejected by ministers at the G7 summit. The Foreign Secretary had said that action needed to be taken following a suspected chemical